Reflection by Father Luis Tizzano. Mark 5, 21-43. Healing is the key. 1. Jairus. He was a very busy, high-ranking official, but he made time for his daughter, because the person who loves is willing to give up time and space to devote to the loved one. Be it son or daughter, husband or wife, parish or movement, be careful not to give up the space and time that is for the person you love for something else or for other people. Jairus is a man of faith. He comes to Jesus out of desperation, praying for his daughter to be healed. He comes to Jesus because he's looking for the divine in the face of the limits of what is natural and medical. It makes me think of those Jairus who are sitting in a hospital chair waiting for their child to get better, or asking for the miracle of an orphan organ donor to give hope to a family member. Those Jairus who seek Jesus because they have resorted to whatever was possible and now go before the Lord because for him nothing is impossible. 2. The woman. St. Augustine presents a beautiful commentary on this gospel, saying, "The people press him, the woman touches him. She seeks to touch the Lord. Her faith leads her to move and seek him. The crowd is close to the Lord, but does not make contact with him. But she does. She touches him, and Jesus heals her and draws her out of her impurity and her pain. There is a turning point for those who come into contact with him. It changes their life. Jesus not only heals you, but restores your dignity so that you can walk with your head held high, remembering that you are worthy. 3. The little girl. We see how people discourage her dad. Many times those around us pull us down and discourage us. They spread bad omens. There will always be people who will say that all is lost, but faith in Jesus revives and resuscitates you. It is faith in God and hope, and not the comments of people that make you begin again. You have two attitudes in life, either to trust in faith or to fall for the critics. One always leads you to death, and the other keeps the flame of hope alive. If you have faith, you know that with Jesus you can get through the daily struggles of life, because God will touch your heart and give you hope. The little girl receives the order to get up, and today Jesus comes into your life and into mine and tells us to get up. Rise up in Jesus. God brings you back to life. God can turn your difficult situation around. Have faith, have hope. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and protect you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.